The following broadcast is from the vast archives of Compassion Radio.
As an evangelical radio ministry, we're committed to and founded upon the Bible, the Word of God. We believe what the Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." We affirm what Jesus said to the Father in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Now, with that kind of commitment to the Bible, we believe that we must teach the word and obey the word. But we also believe that we must do more. There are millions in the world who have no access to the Bible, and therefore we must put the Bible in their hands. After all, the Bible is not just for us. The word is for the world.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Radio Journal of the new thing God is doing in some of the most fascinating places you'll ever hear about. In recent decades, untold millions have been added to the Christian family, primarily in places like that booming nation of China. And it hasn't slowed down yet, as you'll hear today. There's so much to tell and so little time. Here's Norm.
On the shelf behind me in my study is a collection of Bibles that I read and study for my own personal growth as a Christian and for my preparation as speaker on these daily radio programs. I am completely committed to the inspiration, inerrancy, and absolute authority of the Bible for my life and work. And I want very much for you to be a hearer and a doer of this truth of God's Word. Now, I'm grateful to be a part of the community of those who take their stand on God's Word. But in recent years, I've come to believe that it's not enough to simply study and obey the Word of God for myself and others here in the U.S. and Canada. What I've been learning as God has enabled me to go to places of great need around the world is that there are millions and millions of people in faraway lands whose lives have been changed by the simple preaching of the gospel message, but who, because of poverty or government policy, have little or no access to a Bible that can help them to grow in faith and to share God's truth with others. They not only don't have a shelf full of Bibles as I do or as you do, they don't have any Bible at all. Well, with that awareness in my mind, we determined to challenge Bible-believing, missionary-minded Christians like you, who share our commitment to reaching others with God's Word, to provide Bibles for the fastest-growing church in the history of Christianity, the Church in China. And over the past years, we have done just that. This year's Bibles for China campaign is especially critical and important, because there is a new and highly intensified effort on the part of the Communist government of China to clamp down on the amazing growth of the church in that country, especially among those who will not register and submit to government control of their preaching and evangelistic efforts. This crisis has come quite close to us because two of the most dynamic young church leaders in China, men whom we know personally and have been with personally, are currently in prison as a result of this particular crackdown. They are incarcerated in labor camps under multi-year sentences as dissidents and as anti-revolutionaries, as the government calls them. And, of course, there are many others in China in exactly the same situation. Worship meeting places are being demolished by bulldozers, and Christians are suffering for their faith. But still, the church in China grows. And the request made to us personally inside of China and to North American Christians generally is, please send us Bibles. We need the strength of God's Word to stand against the enemy and this persecution. We want everyone to get involved. And toward that end, I'm going to be talking with my wife, Cher, about the benefits of this Bible campaign to we Christians here in North America, as well as sharing some of the creative ways that listeners from California to Connecticut and from the Pacific Northwest to Puerto Rico are using to do the truth of sharing God's Word with our brothers and sisters in China. My wife, Cher, is in the studio today. Welcome to the microphone, honey.
Well, thank you very much, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to take the microphone away from you for a minute.
Give me my microphone back.
No. Last time we talked together, but we decided that this time it would be interesting to interview you. So I am now your interviewer today.
Oh, the grief I put up with.
I live with you, and I live with the excitement and your joy day and night about what's happening. But it's not just a matter of a tote board and how many Bibles are going and how much money we've raised. Beyond the impact of just the Bibles themselves, what are some of the benefits for you, for the ministry, for all of us of the entire campaign?
Well, there are lots of them, as you know. First of all, certainly, there is the joy of giving for the glory of God. Tangibly speaking, we get nothing back when we give money to send Bibles into China.
Right.
It's a gift out of the generosity of our hearts. It's a gift that we give because we believe in the Word of God, and we believe that God is doing something extraordinary in that great country. So we simply give not to get a trinket back or to get recognition or anything of that sort. We don't even build a building that will be standing there. This is a spiritual edifice that is being erected by these marvelous people who are giving so generously. And God's Word is doing a work in China in large measure because people are contributing the money that they're contributing to send Bibles into China. So there's the joy that comes from giving, and we're all experiencing that.
What else?
Well, okay, how many hours do you have? Let me just run through these briefly. There's a sense of solidarity that we get with Christians who are far away. In other words, we get a real sense that we are a part of the body of Christ and that that body knows no national boundaries. We're part of God's kingdom, Christ's kingdom. It's a worldwide phenomenon. And when we are a part of a campaign like Operation God's Word, we have solidarity with people that we've never seen before, that speak a different language and yet love the same Lord.
I really hope that's true for our listeners, because in this particular situation, we can't show them a lot of faces.
Yeah.
We can't bring names and stories to them the way you can in other countries, because we have to be so careful to protect them. But I hope that God is giving them some kind of an internal face to hang on to and a vision of this group of believers that are just exactly a part of us.
If we were to show the faces of those people to whom the Bibles are given, and then who take them and distribute them all across that great nation, the chances are real good that at some point down the line they would be recognized and arrested, put in prison, and so forth, and who knows what else would happen to them. So we cannot show, as you say, those tangible evidences. But let me tell you, those faces are in our memories, aren't they?
We have seen the eyes fill with tears when we've brought those Bibles in and handed them over.
Absolutely true. And I think here's another absolutely fabulous benefit, and that is the widening of our view of what God is doing in the world. I don't know when I first began to realize this. I think it was several years ago. But I had a sense that we in America believe that if God isn't doing something in our country, He isn't doing anything at all. Sometimes we have a rather narrow view of God's work in the world. And what this experience has done for all of us is to widen our view, to understand that the gospel is something that is intended for the whole world, and that God is active beyond the boundaries of North America.
And that He can do it through people other than North Americans. He doesn't need us as the only missionaries in the world.
But isn't it a thrill when we have a part in that?
Absolutely, of helping them do it.
So that expansion of our view of God's work in the world, that is a very important benefit. Then there's the reaffirmation of our missionary mandate. We have a missionary mandate. God has called us to do something, to be active in His world. And this opportunity to get Bibles into China has reaffirmed that missionary mandate.
I think what's been good, too, is it's not something that you have inherited. The missionary mandate is alive and well in your heart.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
As a result of this.
I'm so excited about it. Also, there comes a strengthening of confidence regarding the truth of the gospel. And what I mean by that is this. The church in China is all God's work, every bit of it, which is to say,
a lot of the things that we do here in North America, we do in an entrepreneurial way, and I'm not criticizing that. But we have the freedom and we have the material resources to launch campaigns and to advertise them and to market them in such a way that sometimes I feel that when we've accomplished something, we're really not clear as to whether or not we pulled it off through our marketing techniques or whether God has accomplished it. Well, in China, there is no question about it. Mm-hmm. You can't market the gospel. You can't market an evangelistic crusade. You cannot market the availability of Bibles in China. You can't market the benefits of the church in a public way in China. And so when we see the church growing and thriving and hungering for God's word and using the word of God as a sword in spiritual warfare, we know without a shadow of a doubt that it is all God's work. Mm-hmm. And that gives us a sense of confidence, perhaps as we've never had before, that the gospel is true, that Christ is alive, that God is active in his world. And boy, I'll tell you, that has been very important in my life, as you know.
I do know.
Chinese Christians take God's word gladly into their hands, but more importantly, into their hearts. Your gift to our God's Word for China campaign can help bring a vibrant, knowledgeable faith to more believers this year.
The Christian movement in China was left for dead when the Communist Revolution came to power in 1949, but as the years demonstrate, they did not lose their confidence. They trusted wholly in Christ, and the result? Christianity is growing faster in China today than has ever happened in the 2,000-year history of Christianity. Once again, we're giving you the privilege to provide Bibles for China during this year's annual year-end Operation God's Word campaign. Now, wouldn't it be great if this year we could put 10,000 Bibles in the hands of Chinese Christians?
Miracles are happening in China right now through the power of God's Word. You can help make that happen. Your gift of even $6 can put a brand new Bible in the hands of a Christian who really, truly wants one. Just give us a call. 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we can be found on the internet at CompassionRadio.com. And now, back to the program.
Christ is alive. God is active in his world. And boy, I'll tell you, that has been very important in my life, as you know.
I do know. Well, along with the things that you've discovered about your calling in this, is there anything that you've learned about our people?
They are so good and so generous that they have absolutely blown us out of the water. Mm-hmm. It's been so exciting. Honey, let me mention something to you, because I think our listeners will really be interested in this aspect of our conversation. We've had some delightful and touching stories.
No, have we ever.
That have come to us through the mail and even over the telephone from listeners and contributors to this project. And they've told us circumstances in which gifts have been given that have been absolutely delightful. Would you share with our listeners some of those stories?
I love this part of it. We have a lady who gave a full-length concert and donated all of the contributions for her concert for Bibles.
That's right.
We've had people that have taken it to their Sunday school classes and their Bible study groups and taken materials and your tapes and played them for everyone to get their whole group involved. We've had a church who their members each gave memorial gifts in behalf of a member who died who was very much in support of the Bibles for China campaign. And many of the church members gave specific gifts in his name.
That's right.
To this campaign.
That was fantastic.
We had someone who arranged for payroll deductions so that people could donate an hour or however much they specified of their time to go directly for Bibles for China. We have a military chaplain who is specifically giving his Sunday morning offering for Bibles for China and is letting people know about that ahead of time.
Isn't this incredible?
I love
it. At one of the largest bases and most important Army bases in the United States, all of the offerings given by American soldiers are going to purchase Bibles for China, and that's thrilling to me.
I think it's fabulous. Then, this I think is wonderful, there was a man, bless his heart, who asked his wife what she would like for Valentine's Day. Now, how many of you men do that? But her answer was she wanted to have a gift to be able to send for Bibles for China. And I think that's a team.
What a Valentine.
Really. And then we had a woman who was really suffering hardship. I mean, she is really in very difficult financial straits. And she received a gift to help her with her difficulty. And instead of using that, she planted that seed and believes that she will receive the benefit from that gift.
Hmm.
And she gave it all for Bibles for China.
We spoke one Sunday in a home for senior citizens here in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And those dear people did something they never do. They took up an offering.
That's right.
And they donated the proceeds of that offering for Bibles for China. By the way, there was one woman who called us from Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this lady?
I do.
I believe she was 74 years old. She used to live in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
She lived in Hong Kong, and she was what they used to call a donkey for Christ. That is to say, she carried Bibles into China. And we better not talk about how she did that.
That's right, but you wouldn't believe what she was able to do.
Yeah, and she was all excited about this project. There was a woman in an elder care home who came and donated the total proceeds of a check that came to her. She didn't expect it.
Unexpectedly, right.
And she said, I'm going to give every bit of that for Bibles for China because China has been in my heart. I spent some time in China years ago, and my love for China has never left.
The interesting thing was that she told us the amount of the gift that she had received unexpectedly, and when we looked at the check quickly as she handed it to us, I thought that she was giving the tithe on the check. When we got to the office and really looked at it, we discovered that she had given the entire amount.
Do you remember gifts given to by Sunday school classes of children? There was a group of kids who fasted, and I just love that. They decided not to eat any candy.
No, they didn't have their pizza after
they didn't have their
Bible
pizza,
study.
That's right.
Right.
They fasted. What an experience of spiritual discipline. And then they gave
the money that
equivalent
they would have had,
amount
right.
of funds
and
for
what
Bibles
incredible
for
leaders to give the kids that experience to learn in that way.
There's a lot of creativity involved by our friends. They're creative people.
Well, honey, we've learned a lot from this experience. We've learned about our people and the incredible heart they have for world missions in China. And we've learned some things about us and what we like to be involved in and what God does through us when we are. I have the advantage of knowing that God is doing some new and some very important things in your heart.
When I was a kid, there were programs on the radio that were 100% devoted to missionary causes. And I could mention some of the names. Some of our friends would know them. Some would not. The names are not important. But there was a strong emphasis back when I was a kid on missions. And there was a Christian worldview, and there was an interest in what God was doing around the world. We're struggling in the area of missions today in the evangelical church. We hear that wherever we go.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that God is calling us to a continuing effort to join up with what He's accomplishing around the world in various parts of the world. And we've had an opportunity to find out what some of those things are in a dramatic and effective way. We're looking for partners who want to help to change the world for Jesus Christ. We want activists who want to be involved, people who will pray with us, who will in various ways serve the cause of Christ in a missionary way. And so we have some exciting ideas in mind, and I believe that God has put those ideas in our hearts and in our minds so that we can have an ongoing role in the work of God around the world. And I'm excited about it. I just want to say to all of our listeners and partners in ministry out there, thank you. Thank you so much for the part that you have played and are playing and are going to play in the future to get God's word into China and into other parts of the world as God does the greatest work of evangelism in the history of the church.
Single dime can feed a hungry boy or girl with nothing to eat. So he pulled a dollar from the pocket of his jeans, and he asked his mama, how many will this feed? She just smiled when she told him 10, and he reached back in again. What if I give all
will that give to?
My child, a gift like that could change the world. It could feed a multitude.
He didn't close his eyes or turn away. I can see him standing tall. He saw the need and I can hear him say, what if I give all? Three birthday dollars could have bought a special toy, but he reminds me of another little boy who gave to Jesus a gift of fish and bread. I wonder if he said, what if I give all I have? What will that give to?
My child, a gift like that could change the world. It could feed a multitude.
He didn't close his eyes or turn away. I can see him standing tall. He saw the need and I can hear him say, what if I give all?
And long ago, a father and a son saw their children lost in sin.
Son, that gift will change the world. It will free the multitude.
That truth is right at the heart of our year-end Operation God's Word campaign.
Jim Governale, across the studio, I'm looking at a very special bag. It's a shoulder bag, and I remember you carrying that bag around a very special part of the world.
Oh, my goodness. Well, back in the mid-90s, I want to say it was 96, I was able to purchase that bag. That was the trip where I met you and Cher in Hong Kong.
Yeah, and we went on to China. We flew into Shanghai, and then we went up to Beijing. We went to the Great Wall, and we had an adventure that we have never forgotten. That was my first trip to China. Changed my life. It changed this ministry. Mm. Jim, one of the things that I know you carried around in that bag was at least one copy of a Chinese language Bible. And that brings up a subject that to me is very important. This is the most exciting time of the year, I think, here at Compassion Radio, because we have a very special annual project. It's called Operation God's Word. It is our campaign to provide Chinese language Bibles for China. You know, we have now provided around 500,000 Chinese language Bibles for China.
Mm.
And Jim, let me just ask you this. Why is a Chinese language Bible such an important investment on the part of our listeners?
Well, there's a variety of reasons, Norm, as to why our listeners get so behind this project each and every year. But I think the primary reason is the fact that these Bibles are held in such high regard that for each Bible that is placed into the hands of a Chinese believer, for each Bible, five people come to faith in Jesus because of that witness.
That is amazing.
It really is amazing. We can't gloss over that.
When you give a gift of a Bible in this campaign, and as we come to the end of the year and you want to know that you have done something to further the growth of the kingdom of Christ, I want to urge our listeners, give the best gift you can. Call by telephone our Compassion Radio office, or you can give online. I'm excited about this, Jim, and I think our listeners are going to set a new record.
God has a role for China to play. Let's saturate the country with God's Word. Your gift of even $6 can put a brand new Bible in the hands of a Christian who really, truly wants one. Your gift of $60 will provide 10 new Bibles to Chinese believers who are winning people to faith in Jesus Christ right now. As Norm and Jim have reminded us, one new Bible means five new believers. Just imagine what 100, 200, 500, or 1,000 new Bibles could do. And don't forget to ask about this month's special music offerings when you call with your gift of $25 or more. I'm Bram Floria. Thanks so much for your love and support for the outreach and international impact of Compassion Radio. We'll see you tomorrow for a very special Thanksgiving broadcast.